Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Back live on Grant and Danny here on 106.7 The Fan all over D.C. And now we're welcoming in our Richmond audience for the first time today. And what a treat for you guys. A future Hall of Famer is on the BetQL guest hotline with us. DeMarcus Ware, who had over 130 career sacks. I think most of them in Dallas against Washington, but there were some others in his career, including when he went to Denver and won a Super Bowl. And he is here courtesy of BetOnline. Check out BetOnline for the most diverse list of over 1,000 Super Bowl props, including how long the anthem's going to be, which song Rihanna plays first, commercial odds and broadcast odds as well, game and player stats, so much more. DeMarcus, you're on in D.C. Grant and Danny here on The Fan. Thanks for the time, man. How are you?
Hey, man, I'm doing great. It's a crazy day here in Texas, but you know it. It's freezing, it's ice, and it is cold, man, so I'm ready for it to leave.
DeMarcus, pass rushing, I feel like, has changed to some degree. I'd love your take on this as an elite guy coming off the edge. I feel like interior pressure is now more paramount than ever. Is that something you're seeing, and what do you make of it?
Yeah, I'm actually seeing that a lot because the interior pressure now is, I mean, you have to have that because the guys are getting up the ball so fast. It's not a lot of that five-step drop, play action. It's shotgun. We're 3 yards away. I'm going to take 2 steps and I'm going to throw it to the guy because the short plays now are almost like running plays. So the interior guys have to get that pressure so the guy can't step up, or you see a lot more batted balls, which we all see. Get your hands up, and those are almost like pass rush plays now. Every once in a while, you'll get those long, drawn-out play-action plays where you see the defensive end or outside linebacker get that sack, but that doesn't happen anymore.
DeMarcus, you mentioned interior pass rush, and the game has changed in that regard, too. D-tackles are getting paid a lot more than they were even in the prime of your career, right? That interior pressure has almost become more significant to some teams than pressure from the edge, right? You're a guy who led the league multiple times in sacks, had 15.5 and 19.5 and 20 sack seasons, some huge numbers. I mean, why do you feel like there seems to be more significance now on that interior pressure? I look at the Eagles, 70 sacks as a team, a combined 18 for their tackles. Tackles inside and Fletcher Cox and Javon Hargrave.
Yeah, look at those big guys in the middle now. Those guys, not only are they rushing the passer, but they're stopping the run too. So it's a double-edged sword. You usually don't get an interior pass rusher that can't stop the run. No. An interior guy, if he can stop the run and rush the passer at the same time, he's actually better than an outside linebacker or defensive end because he has to take the run of the center, the guard, sometimes a tackle coming down on him. So he's a lot more important because he is the anchor of the defense. And when you get a guy like a Fletcher Cox that's balling out or Chris Jones that's balling out, those guys are really important because you can build around them. And that's what you look for, a guy that you can build around in the interior.
DeMarcus Ware, 9 Pro Bowls, 4 All Pros, a Super Bowl champion with us here on Grant and Danny. Patrick Mahomes is so slippery. He's hard to get to the ground. If you were rushing the QB in this Super Bowl against him, what changes when you've got a guy who is so hard to finish against?
I would tell the interior guys to push the pocket and keep him in the pocket because if you know, when you take a 3-step drop, he has to plant on that right foot. A 5-step drop, he has to plant on that right foot. But when he plants and he don't have a little space to now step up and somebody's in his face, guess what? Now I have to move, which I can't move that well. So you got to keep him in the pocket. It's almost like a phone booth so he can't make that phone call, which is that big play down the field. So I would tell those interior guys, make sure we keep him in the pocket and maybe get one. You don't need a spy guy anymore. Usually you have to have a spy guy because he's running out of pocket. Now you actually can rush and get pressure on him.
DeMarcus Ware with us here, courtesy of Bet Online. I know I sound like an old man here, DeMarcus, so bear with me for a second. But I feel like pass rushers have less moves now, especially guys on the outside. I feel like it's either bull rush, speed rush, and it just there aren't the technicians that I feel like were there maybe in your day. Is that something that you see as well, or am I crazy?
A lot of the guys are a lot more, I would say, athletic, and so they're using their speed to power to hurry up and get there. They're in a hurry-up mode. Back when I played, I can do a spin, and I might be able to spin again and then get to the quarterback. They don't have that now. I got to get up the field. I got to power. I got to get my hands up. I got to get off the ball. I got to dip and rip. I got to get to the quarterback. I got to spin and get there right now. I don't have a chance for a second move. So that's why you're seeing a lot of the guys watering down their rush. You see them do different things, but now it's like, I have to get there now, and I have to be very effective.
DeMarcus Ware with us here on Grant and Danny. Even though he hasn't played since 2016, I believe sacked Jason Campbell three times this morning. Who are your favorite guys to watch now in the league in terms of pass rushers?
I would say Fletcher Cox is one of them. He's a good guy, a guy that I know. You know, Von Miller, that's my dude. Chris Jones, he's playing really well. I like Ford. I mean, guys that you look at sometimes and you're like, these are not pass rushers. Like, you know, Jeffrey Simmons, he's another guy. Big dude, can stop the run. He's an animal. I see him every offseason helping him out, doing a lot of things. But when you see him rush the passer, it's different. They can do it all. So those are a couple of guys that I mentor in offseason, but also able to see the effective on the field.
DeMarcus Ware, courtesy of Bet Online on Grant and Danny. You can check out Bet Online, the most diverse list of well over 1,000 Super Bowl props, including length of the national anthem, first song Rihanna's going to play, commercial odds, broadcast odds, game and player stats, and much, much more. DeMarcus, was the Super Bowl, when you won your title, a normal game after kickoff? Because leading up, everything is different. The halftime is obviously longer. There's more of everything. It seems like the breaks are longer for TV consumption. Does it actually feel like a normal game when you're on the field?
No. I can say that it's not. Yeah, you know, you got the crowd. You know, you have your teammates there. Those things are normal. But the atmosphere, the build-up to it, and then when you're out there playing, the extra stuff that they do, it's almost like, you know, when you're on the sideline and you're getting ready for the game, and you see all of a sudden, okay, it's time to play. You get that itch. And then there's another one after halftime because you hear all of the stuff at halftime. In that third and fourth quarter, you're thinking to yourself, either I can win this football game or this might be the last game, I always say, of my career, because you don't know what's promised the next year. So it's hard. And it's a lot of emotions in that football game.
Take yourself back to in his prime DeMarcus Ware, which is not that long ago, I might add. And you could drop that guy on any defense in the NFL right now. Where would you want to play?
Drop that guy on any defense. You know what? I'll be in the Super Bowl right now. I'll be in the Super Bowl for the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm rooting for the Kansas City Chiefs. I'll be on the right side coming off the edge. I would be playing for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Is it because you're probably playing with a lead and the other team's going to throw a lot?
You know it.
Yeah.
So I won't be playing with the lead. Come on now. If you're going to do it, you got to do it. If you ask me about the winning situation, if I'm going to be up and now I get the rest of the pass like I did in Denver with Peyton Manning, that's why a reason why I chose to go there, knowing that I'm going to the best. But also I can be he's the sheriff on offense, and I'll be the deputy on defense, and we'll get the job done.
So let's tap into your Kansas City Chiefs, DeMarcus Ware, then. I asked you about trying to corral Patrick Mahomes. When you were in Dallas at one point in time, you had to deal with read option in 50 series, not only here in Washington in the division, but it's now all over the league. And I'm sure in Denver you saw it a ton with a bunch of teams. The Eagles love to operate sometimes out of the pistol, a lot of times out of the gun. But there's read option, right, where Hurts is going to keep the ball. He's accounting for you one-on-one on the edge. How are defensive ends playing that now compared to when that broke into the league as a concept? And what are you seeing in the evolution of defending some of those difficult looks? Because Jalen Hurts has made a killing this year doing it.
Yeah, When I first came into the league, there was a guy named Michael Vick, okay? And there was an RPO with Michael Vick. So for me, I had to see Michael Vick because he was left-handed. So he was so used to playing that RPO to me. I had to, you know, have Brian Westbrook, right? Just to name one of those guys. And either I picked Brian Westbrook or Michael Vick. I just told the guys, listen, here's what we're going to do. When they block down, I'm going straight to Michael Vick and I'm going to hit him every single time that you give the ball or not. Because exactly. We don't need them running the play over and over again. They know he's going to get hit. Now, the inside linebacker, I need for you to scrape in the D-gap, and I need for you to take the running back every time. I can't. I am not capable of thinking about Brian Westbrook and Michael Vick at the same time. We got to make it easy on ourselves. That's what I would be telling the Kansas City Chiefs at this time. Jalen Hurts, shoulder, right? So every single time you want to run that RPO, I want to make sure I have the quarterback, I want to make him pay.
Thank you.
And linebacker, a.k.a., I need for you to just cover that D-gap for me. We're going to make a 5-yard tackle. We'll do it together. Like, it was a situation like that. So we didn't have to worry about that. And we did the same thing in the Super Bowl, too, against Cam Newton.
Why don't more teams defend that way? Like, why isn't that just the concept?
I never understand it, yeah.
Because it's hard, because the tackle is blocking down on the guard and tackle is blocking down on the tackle that's leaning that way, because usually you got the running back over there, our tackle is there. So now you got the guard and the tackle. The tackle comes up on that linebacker that should be there in that B gap. If you don't have a monster linebacker that can sort of two gap that tackle while I go in now, hit the quarterback, and then be able to fall back late on the tackle, he just needs to be able to put his hands, shove that tackle, and then get off. And so for me to now come in and help. And some teams don't have that.
DeMarcus, last one here for you. Just pick that matchup. Who do you like in the Super Bowl?
I mean, both teams are great. Both quarterbacks are hurt. Both defenses are playing well. I'm an NFC East guy, but I got tired of hearing fly, eagle, fly. It was hard
same.
For me a lot. So I'm going to go with the Kansas City Chiefs and, you know, hopefully they pull that thing out.
Hey, we're all pulling for that outcome, I think, in Washington, D.C., for sure. Although you got to get Micah Parsons straightened out, the stud pass rusher now in Dallas. He's talking about pulling for the Eagles because they're from the NFC East.
No.
I don't know what that's about.
I don't know what that's about. Maybe he got some friends on there, guys he are fond of and want to see. But when you're in my conference, I'm not going to root for you. Like, I got to see you twice. I can't root for you in the Super Bowl, too.
Yeah, same here. DeMarcus, this is great, man. Really appreciate the time, man, and enjoy the football game.
All right. Thank you guys so much. Take care.
DeMarcus Ware, thanks to our friends at BetOnline. Check out BetOnline for the most diverse list of well over 1,000 Super Bowl props, including length of the anthem, first song by Rihanna, commercial odds, broadcast odds, game and player stats, and much, much more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.